Coffee's cold, hey?
Coffee's cold. I've been waiting for an hour for you.
I was having a nap. Leave me alone. My coffee is delicious. Okay, that looks wonderful. Number one dad. Number one dad.
There's a fact.
French press, that's what she said. Yeah, we're recording now, by the way, so you're in this. Yeah, you're in this. She's committed to it.
She's been in two of two now.
She's been two of two. She'll probably try and claim royalties. We have three views.
But we're matching on the video and the podcast, our match view numbers.
Are they?
Surprising.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah. Today I have a West Coast blend with notes of dark chocolate.
I have a dark chocolate blend. Sorry, a dark bean blend with notes of chocolate in my number one dad mug. You're going to notice a variety of mugs from me over the coming days.
I'm looking at two right now.
The people in this side of the water will not understand that, so that's fine.
Yeah, they will. They know. I can't believe you're flashing a sensitive vegan t-shirt while we're in this as well.
Yeah, look at that placement.
Sensitive vegan. There we go. Vegan. If you haven't seen his YouTube channels or YouTube videos, people, you need to watch their... They're interesting, they're comical, and they'll make you laugh while learning some recipes you want to make. But nonetheless.
Learning vegan recipes, yes. In a very unique way, we'll put it.
Yeah, that's probably the best. So, we are Easter Sunday. Happy Easter.
Easter Sunday, happy Easter to yourself, the family, and everyone else watching. My mom, your mom. Happy Easter.
Absolutely. So, I mean... Easter means a couple of different things depending on who you are. So my better half is religious. So Easter is, of course, a big time of Passover and of our faith. To me, it's, to be honest, it's just to eat an excuse of a shit ton of food and like not feel as guilty about it as normal. So usually I'll be in the corner kind of sucking my thumb, crying and waddling myself.
Naturally. Yeah. You mastered that.
Absolutely. But this Sunday, I don't. This Sunday... I hold my food baby in glory because I was supposed to do this. What does Easter mean to the McInnes family?
Absolutely nothing. Just nothing. Days off from the regular world. Nice meal with the family, and that's it. Just another excuse to be together. That's about it. Very surface level. No deeper meaning. Just another public holiday with the family. It's good.
Yeah, you see Doug Ford officially announced the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy in Ontario as essential workers. So they're allowed for all the youngins watching this, not our mums. Then I'll get slapped for that one. Then, yeah, the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy are allowed to continue.
That's a good thing. They definitely visited our house last night. It was about 40 pounds of eggs that I'm not going to let the kids eat. So I don't really know what's going to happen to them now. But they did a big scavenger hunt this morning and full effect.
Yeah,
keeping the consumerism alive over here.
So you're at home with the kids 24/7, and now you're just adding an abundance of sugar to that equation as well.
Oh, it's horrible. That's thing. That's why they're not allowed to eat them, because it's too much. They just go crazy.
Feel sorry for your wife, because that means you eat them.
Don't feel sorry for her. She is in the lap of luxury. She has the best life possible. She is not needing to be felt sorry for.
We'll get her on that on here.
Well, we're not gonna do that.
See what her opinions are of that. Just the biggest, longest exhale of all time. So I figured we should talk about self-quarantine as well, as it's kind of on everyone's mind. Everyone's having to stay 6 feet away. Is 6 feet 2 meters? Is that right? Babe, is that right?
A little under 2 meters.
So
I think it's 3.3 feet per meter, I think.
Right. Well, good to know.
I was supposed to learn that in elementary school.
Yeah. I feel like it all works until you go into a grocery store at the moment.
You still try. Obviously, it's not bad. Any of the stores that I've been to, Home Depot mainly, or the grocery store, are really the only stores I've been to.
Home Depot. You do not go into Home Depot.
I'm there.
Throw that in there like you've got masculinity.
No. You should see my bills from Home Depot. It's unbelievable.
You walk straight in the entrance, straight out the exit, straight into the gardening section, and pick up that succulent cell that they've got going on that requires water once every 6 weeks. You get back in your car and you drive off telling everyone you've had a successful Home Depot.
No, it's unbelievable. I'm through every aisle picking and choosing like a damn professional. So anyway, Home Depot is pretty good. They don't let a lot of people in. I've written off Costco and all that. It's too gross. It's too busy. It's just, yeah. And it is interesting. You go to the parks and it's pretty good. We haven't been out that much outside of going to like IGA or Home Depot. But when you do go to the parks, it's pretty good. But I do believe that once you get into like the grocery store, it's pretty, we just got to get in and get out. And social distancing is definitely not first at mind when you're in there.
We went to Home Depot ourselves, actually.
I want to clean. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
We went into the garden.
Ashley needed to do some home repairs, obviously.
And I just needed the Kleenex to weep while she did it. And I sat on the sofa. No, we actually went into the garden section. There was this massive lineup outside. There was, I think the guy was saying it was like an hour long wait or something like that.
And brutal.
We just needed, so we got our, as you know, we just moved into our new place. So we got some outdoor plants and we just needed the plant pots that were inside. So the guy was like, yeah, we'll take you in. Just walked us straight round to the front.
Got
the plant pots, managed to grab everything else while we're in there as well. People are like furious looking at us like, who is this? Does he not
understand? VIPs, Home Depot VIPs. They should have a VIP pass.
That's honestly what the guy said when he walked through. He's like, oh, these guys are VIP with me.
Nice. Like, I'm jealous of that.
It was an inside joke between like obviously me, him, and the clerk. But nonetheless, I felt good. Other people heard it, so I know the feeling. But honestly enough, though, it's weird because I think Home Depot actually has more of a lineup than Superstore or Walmart or Save On Foods. Yeah, we can walk into most of those with none or a relatively small lineup. Home Depot, 45 minutes.
Easy. Oh, yeah. Well, everyone's got the time, and now they're doing all that home repair and starting the summer. So, like yourselves, get the plant stuff going and all that. I've recently begun gardening. Next video, I'll show you my sprouts I got going now. It's unbelievable. I still got them on in pots though, out on the patio. So it's still very condo mentality, even though we have a yard now. But they're just sprouting, and that's all
in the corner.
But that's good.
Dead.
Yeah, so, yeah. But yes, Home Depot, consistent lines for sure.
You're growing sprouts?
Brussels? No, they're sprouting.
Oh.
I got lettuce. I got tomatoes. I got cucumber. We just got watermelon seeds. I'm ready for, like, the world shutdown right now.
You're ready for, like, lockdown?
100%. I just need a gun, which I can't get because I don't have a license. So I'm going to go to Canadian Tire and get a pellet gun if we get on lockdown. And I'm good. Flashlights, pellet gun, and seeds. That's all I need.
Lockdown with Jay McInnes.
Oh, just glory. You're going to see it.
Yeah, it's going to
be a live stream 24 hours.
Instagram live stream. I can't wait to see this gardening project go horrendous.
Perfect. Teaching the kids everything they need to know about life. It's just, it's beautiful.
We need to end
this. I'm thankful for this lockdown, actually. The amount of real world education I've been able to give the kids that I wouldn't have before, oh, they're set now. They can just be gone, go do their own thing.
Okay, do instill some of this real life education to us.
The we got gardening 101, we got lighting 101, and we got bath bomb making 101. It's basically all you need.
These are three topics, 101s, that you have absolutely no idea how to do yourself.
I've mastered all of them.
And now you're saying you need to add a gun to this situation. I think self-quarantine is kind of... I think self-quarantine is kind of killing you. I know this is against the rules, but I'm just going to top up my coffee. Because I had it all ready to go, and then I drank half of it, went for you to back around as per usual.
You know that's a bold lie. I'm not even going to get into that. I'm stuck
I'm changing this backdrop. I'm in the depressing cold corner of the basement. I have no more coffee, and you're in the sun with extra coffee beside you.
Absolutely.
So I've gotten something wrong for once.
Fail to plan. No. That's what they say.
I heard that in a Redman song. That's the first place I heard that that line.
Then obviously it's gospel. Words to live by.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with that.
So, hang on. Let me read you this. It's too long to read this too. But I got a friend of mine who posted a...
No, don't worry. You read it online.
No, he posted this or reshared. Like, you know, you can get the memories from Facebook.
Yes.
He reshared this part, this post from April 12th, 2012.
No.
Had such a weird dream last night. The world is in such a sad state of affairs. In the years to come, we are all going to have to learn to be grateful. There will be a worldwide event where we rely on each other to survive. A disease will spread, killing mostly old and vulnerable people. And you realize what's finally important to you, what you should be spending time on, and how you should be living life. Perhaps through this, we'll learn to appreciate, love, and care more for each other. Enjoy your time together, because in a few months or years, there'll be a time where we'll realize we took it all for granted.
Who is this guy? Simon? It's Simon, isn't it?
No, he used to bully
your one friend. I got to call Simon. That's unbelievable.
No, it's not. Yeah, this guy actually used to bully me at school. And then he actually took it a step further because he became friends with my mom.
Oh,
The ultimate bully.
Yeah.
So I get bullied and I'd go home and I'd tell my mom and then she would say, shut up, he's a lovely boy.
Yeah, I've seen that. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, then we ended up actually becoming friends later on in life. So, yeah, really weird. He's actually, well, he's an estate agent, which is what we call realtors in
England. Yeah. Like Mr. Daggers.
Yeah, he's the man. Good man. So it is a certain friend of ours' birthday today as well.
Is it Purge's birthday?
Yeah.
You can say the big man's name.
Yeah.
Purge's birthday.
Sent him a message. No response. Successful day.
Exact same. The arrogant bastard.
I'm only joking. He actually texted me saying thanks, buddy.
Ah, I didn't get a damn response.
You're not worth his time, are you?
Just not worth his time. Apparently not.
That's a whole inside scoop that it's going to be people listening. It's going on.
Oh, God.
It's my birthday in just over a month.
Quarantine birthday. Been there. My birthday was on the 19th of March.
Absolutely. You stood outside my door, bearing in mind I live on the 19th floor. I need to be looking down onto my common courtyard area, and I need Jay McInnes serenading me happy birthday.
You know, these vocals are record deal worthy.
Okay. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear it and see it. After moving in. You're the worst.
That's it. Perfect. Anyway, social distancing. I think as things go on, we're going to see people still fundamentally doing it, but in stores, I think people are going to get a little less. I don't know. I feel people are going to start easing out, maybe.
I think people get frustrated, right? Like, we've got a friend who's been talking about it's like the end of the world, like the apocalypse, four horsemen are coming.
Jules.
Yeah.
Prepare to put these people on.
Prepare for the worst. And he sent us a message the other day saying, like, I can't do this in summer. I'm going bike riding with friends. He's like, okay. So I think people are starting to get a bit frustrated.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if this thing continues into summer, what the streets look like. If they still look as barren as they are now, or if people just get fed up and say, forget it, I'm out.
Yeah. It's because, I mean, they're on lockdown in the UK now, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Boris is okay. He's out of he's out of hospital, so thankfully. Great of Boris.
Amazing head of hair on that man. I'm jealous.
You Google Boris Johnson, funny photos, and you'll just see a multitude of action shots of the man, the myth, the legend himself. It's phenomenal.
He was his idol.
And so they're on lockdown in the UK, and it was boiling hot this weekend. And so, obviously, the parks and the beaches and stuff are mobbed full of people.
I was going to say, do they have cops at the parks and all the public places?
It's just too many people to patrol. So they put like blockades and stuff, but stuff up, but people just like tear it down, walk straight through it. In Canada, we're much more nice.
Like, it's, when you say we're,
well, I'm Canadian now.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
My citizenship, until my citizenship is refused, I'm Canadian.
Okay. I'm
going through right now, and I'm Canadian.
Okay.
So they're a lot more nice over here. So people obey the rules. But over there, it's just been pandemonium. It's supposed to be on lockdown. Yeah. Then you've got my dad in Spain, and you've got the army out there pointing guns at people. They're on the streets and like, get back inside because it's going like mental right now. Although things have calmed down a lot over there, some good news. Some things have calmed down so much so over there that non-essential work can resume as of Tuesday.
Really?
Tuesday there, bud, eh?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday.
There we go. Tuesday.
Sorry. Well, that's good. That's good.
They can start like going back to work, but they're still like kind of like half and half on lockdown. So that's some good news. And BC has one of the best. Are we actually flattening the curve in BC now, or it's one of the best?
100%.
No, like I know that obviously we're loving BC. I think that we're legit much better than the rest of Canada. I don't know. I think there's some obviously rhyme and reason behind that, but things are looking on the up.
Oh, you mean with COVID, not just in general?
Yes.
And yes. I think the self-quarantine is working. It's just a matter of how long we can keep it up for.
Yeah.
Self-quarantining, loosely speaking. We've talked to some people down in LA and they're self-quarantining and going for bike rides on the rooftop patios and like actually self-quarantining. So it's
a rooftop patio to go on.
I don't know. Probably not that big, but the bike's there and whatever. But like to say that they're not going to the parks, they're not trying to go to the parks, they're actually
their own spin class on the top of the roof, claiming it's a bike ride.
That's it. Probably.
LA living. But
they're staying in, actually. So yeah. I think if we can do that for a bit longer, that will be hopefully good to go.
Yeah, I always feel awkward when I'm going to the grocery stores as well, and I've had enough of it now, to be honest, where you have that awkward moment and it all happens in silence. There's no no outside sounds taking place, but you're just communicating subconsciously. When you need to cross somebody in an aisle, you go down an aisle, you see somebody there, they notice you, you kind of look at each other, you both think, what do we do? Obviously we can't. And the idea of like doing this is horrendous. And just coming across the other aisle and going around this way would probably fix it. But of course, that's not doable by either of you because that takes too much time. And so there's this moment of...
And just leaning against the wall and then quickly rushing by.
Exactly, like hiding behind the pasta. it's been the worst. But it's working by the sounds of it, so can't really complain there.
It could be a lot worse. There's a lot of the places I think they're a lot worse. So we're very fortunate, but I think we still have a lot of work to do, and hopefully we'll be out of this soon.
Yeah, and we can happily go and get more coffee to carry on coffee conversations. But
it's true, because I'm out, so we got to turn it off now.
We're going to wrap this up here. So
Self-quarantine, social distance, keep it going. Hope you're all safe.